This is the Nileth Energy Podcast, episode 305. Elevate Your Speaking, part one, with this vocabulary. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you get some of the high-level vocabulary words that you can insert into Speaking Part 1 season questions to boost your score.
What's shaking, Jessica?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. Sun's shining. I'm going to go out for a nice long run. I'm going to go run the Harvard Stadium steps today and then go take a 4-mile run. It's going to be awesome training for my big presidential traverse. Yes.
When is that happening?
That is happening, I believe, the third week in September, around the 19th. Okay. So it's going to be a big one for me. And, you know, I like the feeling of working towards a big goal in your life. Like,
yeah,
you set these
totally
big personal missions, personal challenges, and then you work hard to achieve it and to be ready for it. It's very fulfilling for me personally. So,
well, it's very fulfilling and it's very motivating. It guides you in your time. Otherwise, if you don't have a specific goal, take it back to IELTS, if you're just like, oh yeah, I'm going to take IELTS just at some point. Yeah. I'm not sure when I'm going to take the test, but I think I'll start studying pretty soon. Like you don't have any reason to organize your time.
Exactly.
You're not going to have a study plan. You're not going to say, okay, writing task one this week, writing task two next week. You're not going to do that. You're just going to go about it haphazardly and waste your time. But if you schedule your test date, right? And then you're like, okay, I got a month.
Right. Exactly. That's a really good point, Jessica. And just like you guys need a daily study plan, I've set up my daily preparation plan here. I have a calendar of the things I need to do each day. And it's especially nice for you guys taking IELTS when someone else can create that for you, someone who really understands the exam, which is what we do for you in our course.
You know, so I was just talking to a student about the study plans yesterday. We had a writing task two and speaking power hour. So I was asking another student to comment on this woman's essay. Mm-hmm. And the other student was like, I am just so impressed with this vocabulary. I was reading this before the power hour and I was like, I want to write like her. And this woman was so like pleased and proud. And I was like, I won't say her name, but I was like, what's your secret? Why is your vocab so amazing? And she said, because she follows the study plan, religiously, if I can use that word.
Yeah.
She does every single activity I tell her to do every day.
Wow.
And that is why her vocabulary has, and she says this has improved in a month.
Wow.
Her vocabulary has grown to such high levels in a month because she does all this extra stuff that I'm asking our students to do. So every day in the study plan, guys, there are activities and they are there for a reason. Don't skip it because you think, it's not related to IELTS. No. Everything I tell you is related to IELTS. Even if I say, watch a TV program today, write down 3 new words, okay? Like, she says that she, because of that activity, she got into the show Orphan Black.
Okay.
Which, guys, this is such a good tip from her. Orphan Black is this amazing, amazing sort of sci-fi show. This one actress plays, like, I don't know, 6 different people because they're clones.
Whoa.
Of each other. And and every character has a different accent. This one actress does British, Russian, Australian, American.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's so cool. But like the listening practice with these accents is so useful.
Great tip. So powerful. So just the idea. Yeah. I mean, you guys have a mission in front of you. Your mission is to pass this exam and move on with your life. And you know, when when you already have the plan prepared for you, it's just so much easier. You have so much to do on your own. And how do you know how to focus your time if you don't have someone to tell you who understands the test? I think that's what it comes back to. And that's why that student is so successful at this point and why she'll probably see an incredible increase in her scores. I love that.
Yeah. I love this student. Yesterday was the first time that I had met her. And I think being in the power hour with everyone really sort of newly motivated her. Obviously, she's already motivated, but I just saw her post in our Facebook group this morning. She shared a super cool article about the California Redwoods, and she's like, I thought this had really good nature vocabulary for the test. Cool. Just the participation and the level of positive motivation she has is so inspiring. I love that.
Love that. So cool. All right. Very cool. So what are we talking about today, Jessica?
Yeah. So just thinking about fall coming around and I love the fall, and I was thinking, how could we connect it to IELTS?
I know, right? I love the fall too.
But you could connect anything to IELTS. Well, we can at least. On the speaking test, you guys, in speaking part one, there are often questions about weather and seasons and free time activities, right? These three topics. Also in part two, perhaps you could be asked to describe your favorite season. You know, this could mm-hmm. come up in a couple different places. Okay. And then speaking part three, weather and climate change, that also comes up. So Lindsay and I have some speaking part one questions we're going to ask each other today. And all of these could come up on the test, you guys. So do listen to our answers, write down the vocab that you like, and then practice answering them yourselves after the episode.
Recently, we learned about the success story of Katarina, who was able to score a 9 in reading because she used our strategies in the reading exam. If you want to do the same and get into our course and learn the strategies that have gotten hundreds of students the score they need on the IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Love it. Love it. So should we get started, Jessica? Go for it.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. All right. So I'll ask you first.
Okay. I'm ready.
Lindsay, what is your favorite season?
My favorite season is without a doubt the fall. The reason I love it so much is that you can see the change. The change is palpable. It's so obvious when you see the colors change and take a walk in the woods and see the brilliant hues of orange and yellow and red, and that is by far my favorite season.
That was like the best answer I've ever heard about about seasons and weather. That was really good. So guys, as always, I'll just remind you, we do not rehearse this stuff, okay, before we get on the show. We did not write down vocab we wanted to teach you guys. This is spontaneous and real and native, all right? So the vocab you guys can draw from that, without a doubt, that is great to introduce your opinion, guys, anywhere on the test, even writing task two.
Yeah.
Palpable. Palpable is, I would say, it's synonymous with tangible. Mm. These two words that are just like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, this feeling that we're describing, whether it be happiness or excitement or whatever, you can feel it. It's that thick, you know, it covers you. And then brilliant hue. So hue is a great word for color. Brilliant, of course, is like bright. So brilliant hues. Awesome. That was so good.
Well, luckily the fall is an easy season to describe because it is such a like out of body experience sometimes, right? It's so extreme.
It really
in the change,
is.
So it's not a hard question to answer, but let's keep going, Jessica. Here we go. Okay. I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Now, just to review though, I just want to know, because we're doing, these are all speaking part one. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so just for any of our new listeners, how much time should we aim for these questions? What are we looking at in terms of the time of our answer?
Yeah, good. So always use complete sentences, first of all. Do not give one-word answers. And you should provide 3 to 5 sentences in each answer. So not too short, not too long, just enough to show fluency, but not too long to where the examiner has to stop you. So 3 to 5 sentences.
Perfect. Okay, so here we go, Jessica. Here's your question. How do your leisure activities change seasonally?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's quite a stark contrast where I live because of the rain, because of the pouring torrents that happen starting fall and lasting into the winter. So in the summer, I try to spend as much outside time as I can with my dog and my son. But in the fall and the winter, we have to find indoor activities to keep us occupied. So that's when I have to join a gym. And that's when James and I start going to more museums and indoor play parks.
Very nice. Very nice. I loved the vocabulary choice here. Torrents. Okay. That was fantastic. Again, a very interesting word and one that, you know, we don't even hear every day as native speakers, but it's a very elevated vocabulary word that I think the examiner would really raise their eyebrows to.
It's these exaggerated words, guys. I mean, don't just say rain. Don't just say happy. Don't just say sad. Like use, right? We elevated vocabulary, extreme and exaggerated vocabulary.
Yeah. So every time, you know, we can identify these opportunities if we practice enough and we, you know, we read enough and we follow the study plan in our course really is the way to build this vocabulary. I also like, by the way, how you said stark contrast. That was great. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was proud as I was saying it. I thought, this is a good phrase.
I'm going to unroll this phrase and see how, yeah, love it, love it.
another thing to notice about our answers, guys, is our rhythm and intonation. And I've been working with a lot of students recently on improving their rhythm and intonation. We have a lot of students in the course from Brazil. And it, no matter where you're from, guys, it's just I've been working with a lot of Brazilians lately. And I can hear the first language rhythm, right? Right? And I could hear the first language pronunciation patterns transferred into English. So something that will impress the examiner is if you can show them this ability to have the English speaking rhythm and intonation. So if you listen to Lindsay and my answers and just copy us. That's it. Just copy what we're saying. Just listen and repeat and just sort of start training your brain and training your mouth into how we produce these sounds.
Yeah. Go back, guys. This is a podcast. So there's no reason that you can't go back and rewind this episode. Yeah. Listen again, go back 30 seconds, whatever it is that you need to do and use this to your maximum benefit. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So
yeah, I love it.
Listen to those, repeat. And I'm actually going to give our listeners a couple extra questions to practice on their own. So guys, listen to this a few times, write down vocab, practice our intonation and rhythm, and then practice answering these two questions by yourself. Number one, what season is the most beautiful in your city or country? And again, guys, these will be typed out in the blog, so don't freak out if you're not catching everything. Go to our blog and read about it. And then the last question, what traditional festivals happen in the fall or winter in your culture?
Good. I love that. And remember, guys, to get those blog posts, you go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you go to the search bar and type in today's episode. And today's episode is 304, I believe. Is that right, Jessica?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're ready to take the easy way, the more structured way and the smarter way, you can get right into our course right away. And you can just get to your target score faster, guys. It's very simple.
Exactly.
Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. It's September now. And it's time to buckle down. So let's get on it.
Yeah, exactly. This is the time, guys. I mean, this change of season has really, really affected me. I mean, I think that's why I said stark contrast, because I feel a stark contrast just in my life right now. Just as the last week, when the weather started cooling down and the leaves are already changing colors, I found this new motivation, guys. And that is something that the fall does bring. So use it. Use this change in your environment to inspire yourself to develop some new healthy habits, commit to your goal, and commit to a plan. Our study plan is the best one out there. You guys, our students love it. It has worked for countless people at this point. So commit yourself.
I love it. I love it. That's enough said right there.
There you go. Summed up. Nice meet.
You got it. All right. So we're out of here and we will be back next week, guys. Have a good weekend. Take care, Jessica.
Thanks. You too, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.